I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Wild West. That's right. Tom Lydon joins us right now, and he brings us the ETF of the week. Tom is the editor at ETFtrends.com, a site that gives you, beyond his picks, anything you need to really know about ETFs, from what's new, what's changing, what's closing, to what are the trends, both from an investment standpoint and a fund industry standpoint, and more. It's ETFtrends.com, on Twitter at ETFtrends, and Tom's on Twitter at Tom Lydon. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the Deutsche Xtrackers U.S. Dollar High Yield Corporate Bond ETF, ticker symbol HYLB.
HYLB, the Deutsche Xtrackers U.S. Dollar High Yield Corporate Bond ETF. A lot in there, but it's more than what's in the name. Really, junk bonds now. Why?
Well, a couple of things, Chuck. First of all, you go back over periods of time during rising interest rates, and everybody's very, very concerned about what that's going to do to your fixed income portfolio. Well, there are a lot of periods where treasuries actually declined in value and corporate bonds and high yield bonds actually appreciated while the markets and the economies were doing well. So that's first and foremost something to think about. The other thing is we do talk about not only the yield, but you talk about duration. This ETF has a very short duration, about 5.5 years. So if you can actually capture a decent yield, a very competitive yield, while also having a short duration, then you've kind of sidestepped a lot of the risk. And then finally, you know, I think going into this year, we really felt the Fed was going to be on target for maybe 3 or 4 rate hikes, and it seems to be soft at best. So with that in mind, as long as we're not seeing this high rate risk creeping into the market or maybe dissipating to some degree, there's even a stronger feeling for going towards high yield or junk bonds at this point, because you get paid so much more. And if the corporate environment is good, as it has been, if you're diversified among industry groups like this ETF is, where, you know, in some cases you see high yield ETFs that are very highly concentrated in certain areas like energy. This only has 11% in energy, 20% is in consumer discretionary. So they found a great way to capture yield in a whole variety of industry groups, which further provides that diversification. We haven't talked about, you and I haven't talked a lot about high yield in a while. Right. I thought it was a great time to bring it back as people are looking at the income portion of their portfolios.
So it is above the 200-day moving average. The other issue here would be, where in your bond portfolio do you take this from? Because, of course, some people will tell you that, you know, junk bonds are their bond surrogate for some measure of stocks, because you're getting up the interest rate curve and you're getting a little bit more risk in there. So where does the money come from for this allocation?
First, you and I have touched on the Barclays Ag, which the Barclays Aggregate Index tends to be the proxy for most financial advisors when working with their clients and their portfolios. The Barclays Ag is not the Barclays Ag that it was 10 years ago. It's riskier. Its duration is twice what it was 10 years ago, and the ratings on the underlying are worse than they were 10 years ago. I feel that as we talk more and more about a rising rate environment and ultimately get there, that investors are going to go in and break up the Barclays Ag, take the good and the bad that goes with it. In this case, corporate bonds and high yield bonds actually bode well during a decent economic environment, where, as we talked about before, treasuries, especially long treasuries, are more susceptible during rising rates. So I would say for the average investor look at your Barclays Ag, and you may want to ratchet that down a little bit and then put more corporates or high yield in there and less treasuries, because eventually we're going to see more rate hikes by the Fed, and that's going to not bode well for that portion of your Barclays Ag index.
How much? Because the flip side of this is some people would tell you always want to have a junk bond segment of it. Now, of course, you do get some of that through your broadly diversified bond funds. But is this the kind of thing that you would also be telling people, no, 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 you should always have something here. So make a permanent allocation, and maybe you tilt at a time like this when it's above the 200, but you're not getting rid of all of it if it falls below the 200?
Yeah, I think we tend to have two types of investors, long-term asset allocators that we talk to on a regular basis. You've got some stocks, you've got some bonds, and in many cases, you're tied to a Barclays Ag. Here's a way where you can maybe have a little bit more on the corporate and in the high yield side. That makes sense. If you're a trend follower and you like keeping cash on the sidelines, but only following certain asset classes when the trends are up, here's an opportunity. There's great opportunities in high yields, especially because a lot of them have been dictated by what's been going on in the oil arena and the energy arena, and that has really come back nicely, which has had a positive effect on high yield.
It is the HYLB, the Deutsche Xtrackers USD High Yield Corporate Bond ETF, the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon of ETFtrends.com. Tom, thanks for joining me. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom Lydon is, as I just said, editor at ETFtrends.com. If you want more information, check out the website. But also remember that they're on Twitter at ETF Trends, and Tom is on Twitter personally at Tom Lydon. Okay, this was a great way to start the Thursday, August 24th edition of Money Life. But we are just started. We've got lots more to go, and up next, it's the big interview that will feature... Wow. That will feature Jim Sarney. I'm sorry, that will feature Joe Keefe from Pax World. I'm getting my dates confused. That'll feature Joe Keefe from Pax World. And later on, Stephen McKee from the No Load Mutual Fund Selections and Timing Newsletter. That's all coming up on Money Life. Stay tuned.